This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. You may know comedian Wyatt Cenac for his time as a correspondent for The Daily Show with Jon Stewart on Comedy Central. Here he is talking about the 2008 presidential primaries.
They were boring. I watched TV to be entertained, to find out who mysteriously died and then undied on Lost. And this campaign's been a nonstop rerun. He wins, she loses, she wins, he loses. I need a polar bear. When the polar bear showed up on Lost, I was hooked.
Wyatt Cenac is also a stand-up comedian, and he has a new Netflix special called Brooklyn. He'll be performing in Atlanta this weekend. Cenac recently spoke with WABE's Lois Reitzes about the art of stand-up and his career trajectory.
Tell us about the passage from college to where you are now.
I knew that I wanted to work in comedy, and I had actually interned while I was in college at Saturday Night Live, and they had offered me a job as a receptionist when I graduated college. And I kind of found myself thinking, I don't know how many people go from receptionist to being like on screen or anything like that. And that was my goal, was to be a writer and performer. So I turned down the job, and then I figured I would kind of make my way in L.A., and I didn't know how long it would take, but I was like, oh, I'll prove myself in L.A. as, you know, a talented person. And then, you know, it took about almost 10 years, and in that time, The Daily Show kind of grew into what it was. And the thing that I'd always wanted to do was to do stuff like Weekend Update. So when The Daily Show kind of rose to prominence, and then it was the thing that brought me back to New York, it was sort of exactly what I'd hoped for. It did not exist in the form it did when I was 20, 21, thinking about moving to L.A. versus New York.
Now, Wyatt, obviously now we've got six more days left in what has been an unbelievably exciting election. What are the polls telling you?
Well, John, if you look at the latest Rasmussen poll and compare that to today's Gallup poll, you'll see that let's vote already.
I'm sorry?
Look, 100% of Americans who are black, who are named Wyatt, who work at The Daily Show, say, come on, it's taking forever.
I heard an interview where you said someone once told you you had a great voice for customer service, and you said that actually you think comedy is a form of customer service.
I mean, I think there is a part of that that goes on in comedy, as far as, you know, you're having a two-sided conversation. It's just that one side is speaking and the other side, they're responding, but just with laughter, or, you know, you hope with laughter. And so you want to be aware of whether they're engaged or not. And if they're not engaged, how do you engage them? The hope with any comedian, I think, is that you will build up your own audience that will follow you from venue to venue, and they'll be your fans, and they'll love everything you do. Truth of the matter is, you're going to perform for a lot of strangers as well, and so you got to be able to win those strangers over.
It makes stand-up seem so daunting, because unlike a brilliantly written sketch where you pretty much expect people to laugh at given points, if you're there live and in person and they're not responding, it must be really nerve-wracking.
I mean, I think that's kind of what's fun about it. I think if it's nerve-wracking, that may be the thing that separates people from doing it as a career versus those who maybe put their foot in the water.
Mm.
I would imagine whatever that thing is that makes it nerve-wracking for one person, for me, has transferred into something like optometry.
Hmm.
I feel like that would be nerve-wracking. But there's someone who's like, oh, no, I don't. I love eyeballs, and I'll stare at eyeballs all day long.
Now, there are certain things that you can blast through a stereo. You can blast hip-hop. You can blast heavy metal. You can't blast All Things Considered.
These Netflix specials you have done, you've written, directed, and starred. Tell us about Brooklyn.
It wasn't my intention to do all of those things. I'd really just wanted to write it and get on stage and do it. But I think the sort of deeper I got into it, the more responsible I felt for it. It's definitely a much more personal stand-up special as compared to my first one, Comedy Person, because I think Brooklyn, for me, it's a place that I live in now. And so I think on some level, it's a special about, you know, my life now, but also the life I knew as a kid, because my grandmother lived in Brooklyn and I would spend a lot of time in Brooklyn with her. And for me, it was sort of the beginning and end of New York. Brooklyn felt like home. And so in doing this particular special, it is about kind of my experience in a place that feels familiar to me, but hopefully can translate and will relate to people outside of New York.